True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Now people have been wise to and have seen these Sidney Crosby comments from his agent and some of the things Sid said at this media day event in Vegas about a trade to Montreal, that now when you put those two things together, make a Sidney Crosby trade seem as real as it's ever been. It's always been reckless speculation by the Paul Bissonettes of the world. And you'd have Rob Rossi and Josh Yowie and Mark Madden and us and other people say, shut up, that's never going to happen. Stop fear-mongering and trolling and rage-baiting Penguins fans. Sid's always said he wants to be up here forever. It's not going to happen. Stop photoshopping him in Avalanche sweaters and Maple Leaf sweaters and Canadian sweaters.
What's the old Nick Saban where he's like, I'm not answering, so stop asking.
There's not a booster with a blank check big enough to quote Mike Tomlin.
Yes.
The agent says a trade is always a possibility. And you've got McGuire here, who now works for the Penguins. What timing? Saying, I know Brisson. The whole hockey world knows him. He's basically the Scott Boris of hockey.
He's been around forever. He grew the finances, as you heard,
Pierre,
to an extreme degree.
He's the Scott Boris of hockey, as far as agents go. And he would not say this unless it's legitimate and unless it's a real possibility. Here is my opinion on this, simply put, as a Penguins fan. I feel much differently about it when it comes from Sid's camp versus something that the Penguins considered or thought about as far as, is now the time to approach Sid about a trade because our team stinks. We're trying to tank. We want to reboot with Gavin McKenna. We want to give ourselves the best odds to get him.
Mm-hmm.
And we would prefer, meaning the Penguins, we would prefer to tear it all down, and that would include getting rid of one of the greatest hockey players of all time in the face of the franchise. I am against that. I don't want the team to be the one that thinks, like, for some hockey reasons, it's a good idea. But if he doesn't want to suck it up here and ride it out, and wants to win more Stanley Cups and doesn't want to trust Dan Muse and Kyle Dubas's vision and wants to go join a team that's closer to winning, Chris, I have no quarrel with that whatsoever. I say go for it, man.
The player in
go
this
do
ca-
it.
The player in this case has done more for the franchise and more for the fans of the team than I think realistically they could ever have done for him. He came back better than ever and has had this incredible sort of second career post-concussion even, where he's aged truly like a fine wine as a player. He's still one of, what, the 10 best in the league? Don't want to get hung up on this, but probably
yes, I think so.
10 best, 8 to 10 best
His
players in the league.
His peers just voted him the best all-around player again
this past season. Just, he really is, and Brisson says this in a Pierre LeBrun piece in The Athletic. He compares him over and over to Tom Brady. I'm with you in that it's hard. It would have been much harder for me, if not impossible, to accept the team saying we've just got to reload, we got to dump him in a trade and try to get better. He's earned the right to, if that's what he wants to do, to call his shot, in my opinion. Very few athletes get to that level, but I think he has. Okay, I think he is, in this sense, bigger than the organization.
And he's also entitled to change his mind.
Right. He's exactly. If like he had a certain mindset based on an impression he had on the way things were going to go, and he doesn't get the sense things are going that way, he does get to change his mind.
And they're changing owners like people change underwear. We've got Trevor Hoffman's group or whatever the heck it's called. What's the guy's name? Jeff Hoffman?
Sure.
Coming in to buy the team?
Sure, from Chicago?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's, as Tomlin would say, I'll quote him twice in the first segment. He should be happy that I'm not ripping him.
There'll be time.
It's a nameless gray face owner.
Right. It's not the guy who put him up in his house when he was 18 years old. It's not the guy with whom he had that great personal connection.
Even Fenway, where at least with Fenway, they can say, look, this is our first foray into hockey, but we've won World Series.
We're from a serious sports city. We've based in Boston. We care.
European soccer championships with this ownership group. It's a guy that owns the Florida Everblades, for crying out loud.
The what's? ECHL, the Florida Everblades.
Yeah, the Florida Everblades.
I like that name. He also, I don't know, for me, you know, the Brisson stuff in this Pierre LeBrun piece, to say nothing of the Pierre Maguire quote there, he compares Sid to Tom Brady enough in this, he's quoted as saying he's like Tom Brady, he's still great at a late age. It just feels like laying the groundwork, because what happened to Tom Brady? Eventually had a falling out significant enough with the coach that he wanted to go elsewhere and show what he was worth.
Yeah.
Not that there's any kind of like interpersonal dynamic there. And then he went and won a Super Bowl. It felt to me like the agent putting real pressure on the organization. You either bleep or get off the pot building a team around him quickly to get him back to the playoffs. Because he also cited that. He said, Sidney Crosby should be in the playoffs every year.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Yeah. And guess what?
It felt like pressure being applied directly to Kyle Dubas. You better figure this out. You've got one more crack at it.
Well, but the GM is on record as saying the season ended, they stunk again, and he said, and I didn't fault him for this, I'm not going to build a team that just backdoors its way into the playoffs, and I'm not going to build a team that like is the 16th best team in the NHL, and then you just pray. I want to actually build a team that can be a playoff fixture for years to come.
What should Kyle Dubas's loyalty be? Or where should he be trying to, what master should he satisfy? The people who do cut the checks to him, the ownership group, or Sidney Crosby? That's a straight up legitimate, don't know how you're going to answer it question.
Well, when you don't know who ownership is going to be, it's easier to say Sid.
But ultimately somebody's going to be the owner of the team.
I know, but here's what happened. I thought all along Sid was somewhat on board with the plan. I mean, he signed an extension. I don't think he did it under false pretense, like he thought Kyle Dubas was going to make these big major free agent signings and blockbuster trades. I don't think he's that naive or aloof or in outer space. He's one of the smartest, most brilliant hockey players of all time. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he was born yesterday. I don't think he fell off a turnip truck with that. And then, what was the other point I was going to make?
The turnip truck really threw
it
me. Did. I haven't heard that term in a while.
You made a face that kind of
couldn't believe.
Derailed what I was going to say next. But, like, so what I'm saying is...
The plan did not go maybe as planned.
I don't even... If Sid said, or his agent said to Dubas, if you can't right now in this offseason put a contending team on the ice, build one, my client wants out, I don't even think he could do that. I don't even think it's realistic. They don't have the assets to do that. They don't. Those players aren't available. They're not growing on trees right now. They're backed into this corner. The difference, though, between Sid and Tom Brady that I have to point out is this, Chris. If you have Tom Brady on your football team, I don't really care what anything else looks like. You have a shot.
Because of quarterback play and how outsized it's important is. And that's not the case in hockey, or else they'd have made the playoffs.
Bingo.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the thing here, and that's why... You know, I don't, again, fault Sid for wanting to cup chase on another team, because it's not as simple as, if I'm great, the rest of the team will be great here.
Well, there's one other part of this that I think, because of the way, again, the McGuire quote and then what actually is in the Pierre LeBrun story that Brisson is saying, there's one other thing that I find kind of interesting about it. They say that Sid should be in the playoffs every year. That's like what his agent sort of implied. And most of the talk is obviously about Sid's connection to Montreal, growing up a Canadiens fan. And Montreal made it into the playoffs, tied for the fewest points of any playoff team in the East last year. And the implication is they would be willing to give up a lot to get him just because of how much stroke he would have in that city and how much it would mean to people.
The article on this says, the report says they would move heaven and earth to
right.
get him.
Okay, so here's my point, though. You just made a very good comparison to Brady. It's not the same even in the NBA, where if you have a superstar, your team can be a bunch of bums and you're going to make the playoffs because of the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
If Montreal moved heaven and earth to get him...
What would Montreal be?
Right. At the end of the day, you've just gotten him to Montreal and probably gutted them, if Kyle Dubas is smart, to get it done.
They'd be a fringe playoff team with a better face of the franchise.
So do you actually, as his agent,
yeah,
is your goal to get him to a place where he's in the playoffs every year, or is specifically your goal to get him to Montreal where he would be showered with the kind of adulation like no one can even comprehend? Because I feel like there's two different things being implied here.
But he holds a lot of cards in that situation. If he wants to go play there, okay, he wants to go play for Montreal, it can absolutely be on his terms, and here's how. His no-movement clause. If the Canadiens, he's so smart.
So basically reject offers that would gut them and then
yes!
take an offer that wouldn't gut them.
Yes, hold absolutely.
But there would be, okay, if that ever got out, just humor me. If it ever got out that the return on him seemed a little light, and you kind of put two and two together and some reporting creeping out that Sid kind of held up better deals for the Penguins because he wanted to be on the playoffs, go to the playoffs for his new team.
Yeah, that would
undercut some goodwill
here.
Yeah,
I would agree with that. That would not reflect right on him. Donnie, you have a take on this?
Just about
the whole thing.
What if they would actually trade him?
No, yeah, just you saying
you left
it like
very open ended.
Well, you saying it like that makes me think that you believe this is hogwash. Are you
how
a
would, you, how
guy?
Would you feel too about it as a guy who watched him in that?
That's more than anything else. What I'm trying to get
thing.
At this
yeah.
year.
You're 29 years old. You've
yeah. I mean, Sid's pretty much the only
your whole lifetime. He's
how
been,
would you
like,
feel about watching him play for another team? How would that make you feel?
I've said for a while that it should be completely up to him. Like, if he actually did want to pursue winning another championship or playing elsewhere, the amount of greatness he has given the Penguins on and off the ice, completely his prerogative.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Why should he want to stay here?
I mean, if he just wants to be, I mean, I don't want to use an Art Rooney term, but I mean, if he wants to be like a guy that just plays with
one CCM guy.
That's the best, that's probably the best one. He's comfortable here. He likes it here.
Yeah, well, what value does he put on that?
But Brisson didn't make it sound like that's something that he cherishes the most. He would prefer to win.
But that comes,
and that makes sense to me.
That's it has to come from the agent, though, if it's Sid's actual feelings, is he'd prefer to win. Because if Sid says, you know what, that one helmet thing's overrated. Look at this team. They're buns, they're cheeks, other than me, then I think it erodes some goodwill.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.